Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 11th of August. Financial markets do not have a great deal to look at today in anticipation of tomorrow's US July consumer price inflation data. The crude oil price is creeping higher, with US President Trump responding to Iran's demands for reparations by demanding Iran pay reparations. This is far from the concessions that the US is likely to be required to make in order to bring about a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. However, the climb towards $90 oil has not translated into US retail gasoline and diesel prices yet. There is some delay before that is likely to happen. So the domestic US political pressure around the current situation has perhaps not peaked. In the UK, the British Retail Consortium's shop store sales figures were positive, but the growth in sales has slowed. The weather may well have had quite a lot to do with this, as food sales remained robust and non-food sales fell. The number is also nominal rather than inflation adjusted, and there's basically no inflation for non-food items, which helps to bring down the nominal pace of growth. Only three individuals forecast this number for the consensus survey, which gives some sense of its relative importance to financial markets. But the resilience of the consumer is something that is still in focus across developed economies. The UK consumer continues to do relatively well, all things considered, in line with European consumers, relying on adjustments to savings to maintain spending patterns. The United States is offering a mix of minor information. The National Federation of Independent Businesses survey of small business sentiment has traditionally been plagued by suggestions of a political skewing of the results. And the recent weakening trend in the context of a bias to optimism under a Republican president is therefore a little more troubling. There are more primary elections taking place, and we have a Fed speaker to add to the mix of trying to understand what on earth is going to happen to policy. One thing that might be worth watching is the weaker yen, which has been moving towards the 160 level against the dollar. The unwinding of the post-intervention rally in the yen is not perhaps surprising. To date, there has been little evidence of policy changing in the US or in Japan, and therefore no sense of a change in fundamentals. And it's hard to position the previous yen weakness as being the result of a speculative attack. The unusual characteristic of this whole intervention process is the involvement of the United States in what is now being interpreted as an attempt to shore up the US government bond market. Similar support, though without so much intervention, was also evident in the early 1990s, out of concerns that potential Japanese sales of US government bonds would make the bond market disorderly. The risk is that US Treasury Secretary Bessent makes an unlikely Clint Eastwood, and challenging investors with a cry of, "Do you feel lucky, punk?" might create a perception of weakness. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.